guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 market podcast. Well, whoever is at work is listening because it is a truncated week. We had a holiday yesterday. We have a holiday tomorrow. Volumes could be on the lower side. Having said that, there are some important cues for today. First, of course, the market has been really range-bound. So on the Nifty itself, it's this 11,550 to 11,750 band within which the market will hover for a few days until more clarity emerges on a trend. Having said that, there are a couple of positive cues today for sure. One is that crude prices have stabilized after the, there was a big fall that we saw on Friday in crude. We have seen Brent crude fall to $72 a barrel. Our markets didn't get a chance to react to it yesterday, so it will react to it today. Not just that, there was big buying from domestic institutions on Friday, so there was buying of almost 921 odd crores. That's a positive sign. And global queues have been steady, so the S&P 500 hit an all-time high on Monday and ended flat. Apart from that, on the negative side, the weak earnings from Yes Bank is something that will definitely dampen sentiment. Hero MotoCorp also reported weak earnings, so that will continue to put pressure on some of the auto stocks. And FII sold in the market. They sold about 71 crores in the cash market on Friday, so that will keep a lid on the upside. Coming to specific stocks in the news today, Yes Bank, like I said, will be the stock of the day. Highest quarterly loss is what the bank reported of 1,500 crores, the worst asset quality in the history of the bank. So, the gross NPAs for Yes Bank have risen to 3.22% and the slippages are at a record high of 3,481 odd crores. So that's a 51% jump in slippages. That's definitely going to be the stock of the day on the downside. Apart from that, Hero MotoCorp reported very weak earnings. The margins were down 240 basis points year on year. The margins have been falling for four consecutive quarters now, and the management said that the near-term outlook is challenging. Some more numbers. Chola Investment came out with a strong set of numbers. The NII growth was 21%. The asset quality has improved for the company. Orient Cement also reported a strong set of numbers where the revenues went up 21%. The volumes were up 9% and the margins surged to 20.4%. Apart from that, L&T Finance came out with a weak set of numbers. It was the third quarter of decline in disbursements and the loan growth was soft, so keep an eye out on that. And in earnings today, big numbers coming out from the likes of Kotak Mahindra Bank, TVS Motor, Godrej Property, Exide, Raymond. These are all the companies that will be reporting numbers. So it promises to be a hectic day, although it is a holiday tomorrow. Many people could be on leave, but there's plenty of stock-specific action to look out for. With that, it's curtains down on this edition of the CNBC TV 18 podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do stay tuned into CNBC TV 18 for more news and information. Goodbye.